This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on January 26, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. The British Trades Union Congress has launched a campaign to fight discrimination against pregnant workers. Radio Labour's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough has a report.
In the United Kingdom, women have the right to maternity leave and the right to return to their jobs after the leave. But the British Trades Union Congress, the TUC, reports that there is widespread discrimination against pregnant workers and many do not return to their jobs after maternity leave. Here are some of the workers who were interviewed by the TUC.
When I told my employer I wanted to take maternity leave, I was made to feel like I was an irresponsible teenager. They were aggressive and made me feel guilty. I was told I had to leave because I was pregnant. I had become too expensive for them to keep me on. I felt worthless.
I was bullied and harassed. I had to plead to get time off for antenatal appointments.
My employer ended my contract 2 weeks after I disclosed my pregnancy.
I was shouted and sworn at for being in the toilet with morning sickness.
I lost the teaching job I loved. No woman should have to sacrifice her career just for choosing to have children.
Victoria Phillips is a lawyer working with TUC.
Pregnancy discrimination is very common and can be very aggressive. Unfortunately, the majority of pregnancy discrimination cases go unchallenged. Most women with a young baby aren't emotionally strong enough for a long and costly legal battle.
Britain has tribunals which can decide if women have been discriminated against and then order that the women be reemployed in their original positions. However, these tribunals can be very expensive. Sarah Veal is the head of TUC's Equality and Employment Rights Department.
We fear the situation has been made much worse by the introduction of fees for employment tribunals, with women having to find up to £1,200 in order to pursue a claim. One in three women do not return to the same job after maternity leave, even though they have the right to. This is a huge waste of women's skills, talent and experience.
Thanks to my union, I won my tribunal, but I've had to start all over again.
This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In Bangladesh, the Fire and Safety Accord put in place after a building collapse killed and wounded thousands of garment workers is being declared a success so far. The accord was demanded by the Global Union Federation's Industrial and Uni after the Rana Plaza disaster 1 year ago. Brad Lowen is the accord's chief safety inspector.
We have many, many factories, in fact, all factories, I would say, where some of the electrical problems have been fixed. So by extension, we've prevented a lot of fires, and by extension, we've saved a lot of lives. So in the first year of our inspection and remediation work, we've already seen some tremendous gains in life safety. There's a lot more to be done with proper fire exiting and larger ticket items, fire alarm systems and that sort of thing, which will make the factories safe. But they're certainly much safer at the moment because of the efforts of the accord so far.
In other news, international labor bodies are organizing a campaign to protect worker rights as the two largest cement companies in the world merge their operations. The Building and Woodworkers International is calling on the companies, Lafarge and Holcim, to declare what effect the merger will have on their employees. Last week, demonstrations were held in 30 countries against how the merger is being conducted without worker input. The Global Union Federation Industrial has announced that it has signed an agreement with the French oil multinational Total. The agreement guarantees worker rights in all of the company's operations. However, the agreement does not stipulate exact wages and working conditions. Those are still provisions which must be negotiated by the local unions, if they exist. The International Union of Food Workers, the IUF, has announced that the campaign to unionize Coca-Cola workers in Guatemala has been successful. All of the Coca-Cola plants in the country are now unionized. The successful campaign involved direct negotiations between the company, the local unions, plus the IUF. And that's it. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.